From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. The continuing resolution that Congress is working on this week contains some good news for U.S. agriculture. Chad Smith has the details on the stopgap funding measure.
Congress faces a Friday deadline to pass a continuing resolution to keep the government open and provide needed relief for agriculture. Sam Kiefer, Vice President of Public Policy for the American Farm Bureau, says the large spending package contains help for struggling farmers.
There's a good sum of money for states and communities that have been devastated by wildfires and hurricanes and floods in general, and specifically for agricultural assistance. And $20 billion out of the $100 billion for natural disasters is targeted to agriculture. And beyond that, there is $10 billion specifically earmarked for agriculture economic assistance.
Kiefer said Farm Bureau and many others are working to make sure the deal is passed by Friday.
If Congress is unable to pass this legislation, first and foremost, the government will shut down because the current funding for the government is only through the end of this week. But the negotiated deal that we've cured a good bit of relief, it's certainly not what agriculture needs, but it's a good bit of relief for now.
Farm Bureau is asking farmers and ranchers to engage with their elected officials.
Every elected official is important. The last 3 days, it's been a process of engaging with the leadership in each chamber, but at this point, votes are what are needed to get this across the finish line. Every elected official needs to understand how important this critical assistance is for farmers and ranchers.
Get involved on the Action Alerts page at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
U.S. Department of Energy in Kansas, when we return.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors. And if you find yourself in a crisis, remember, there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
The U.S. Department of Energy announced it will no longer pursue its proposed Midwest Plains and Plains Southwest National Interest electric transmission corridors in Kansas. This announcement comes as DOE begins Phase 3 of the NITSE designation process, which included refining geographic boundaries of proposed NITSEs. Kansas Farm Bureau opposed the process from the beginning and appreciates efforts made to halt the proposals. Kansas Farm Bureau's County President's Conference and Day at the State House events will be held January 21st through 22nd in Topeka. The County President's Conference helps build relationships between County Farm Bureau presidents while offering sessions on necessary skills and leadership opportunities. The Day at the State House event offers farmers and ranchers an opportunity to learn about legislative issues, advocate policy with lawmakers, and engage in valuable conversations to be the voice of agriculture. Registration details are available for each event at www.kfb.org/events. Next, Insight with Greg Deering.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
Now, Insight with Greg Deering.
I still have my very first pocket knife, a Henkel's three-bladed Stockman with a red bone handle. It's safely stored in a drawer now because its everyday utility was long ago surpassed by its sentimental value. As should be the case for every child's first pocket knife. It was a gift from my father, but it was so long ago, I can't remember if it was a birthday or Christmas present. I do know I was still young enough that opening the blades was difficult. I knew my knife was more than a physical gift. It was a signal my father had the trust in me to possess a dangerous object. But after the initial euphoria of becoming a pocket knife owner wore off, I did experience some disappointment. It turns out that while I could be trusted with the sharp blades, I couldn't seem to find a reason to use them regularly. Despite lacking apparent uses in the beginning, I've since discovered pocket knives are such an indispensable tool. I now have several of them. Well, the first one taught me there are limits to the utility of a pocket knife. Its true treasure has been understanding it's far better to have one and not need it than need one and not have it.
Join us next weekend for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.